My name's Louise and I am a Legacy Campaign Manager for RNIB. I'm really pleased to introduce Joyce, who's here with us today. She's here to talk about all things gifts and wills. Thank you very much for coming, Joyce. It's lovely to have you here. So to kick things off, could you please tell us a bit about yourself and your family and how you came to support RNIB?
As said, my name is Joyce and I stay in Dunbar, southeast of Scotland, with my husband Murray and my daughter Jodie. We had input from RNIB when both Jodie and my late son Greg were very young. Jodie's now 36 and she was born with a visual impairment, which later on was diagnosed as Leber's congenital amaurosis. And then when Greg came along 6 years later, turned out he had the same, that it was probably genetic in origin, and it was later confirmed. Early input from RNIB, Jodie was registered blind when she was 2. Just input to see what she could and couldn't see and how much help she needed with toys. Even just finding out the different toys on the shop. That back then there was no online shop, so it was off up to Hillside Crescent into the shop and have a look and see. Tactile dominoes, lots of things to do with her fingers and fine motor skills to prepare her for Braille reading later on. She went to Mainstream Nursery, where they did a lot more of that work, and the RNIB were involved in finding Jodie a one-to-one assistant. And then it was looking at schools. Eventually we decided on the Royal Blind School in Edinburgh, but still with a lot of input from RNIB to work on things for the home and what we could do to help. Then Greg came along. He had multiple disabilities as well as the visual impairment, so he went directly to a Barry Nursery at the Royal Blind School and then Canaan Lodge. So he yet again had to be registered blind. We still looked at RNIB for support, even if it was just looking up information on Leber's talking books, always getting talking books, ordering even books in Braille when Jodie was old enough for Braille, finding out where, although it didn't come from the RNIB, they were useful in finding out where we could get books that had one page in Braille and the rest in print, so that I could read stories to Jodie and she could follow them, or that she could read stories to Greg. Many years later, I was a single parent and I met my husband Murray, and it turns out Murray has a visual impairment as well. He was born with congenital glaucoma. Back then there wasn't so much. He lost vision in his left eye very young and has undergone a lot of the laser treatment to keep balanced. In the past few years, since he's not able to drive now, so it's now down to me to do a lot of the driving. He's been registered visually impaired as well, but he works full time. Jodie works full time. So we still have a look at RNIB, look at online, because online services are really good. Jodie likes to find out things for herself now, obviously, because she's, and I still look, download things, have a look at the shop, ideas for Christmas presents and birthday presents and anything.
Thank you so much, Joyce, for telling us so much about you and your family. And it sounds like you've been through quite a lot together and RNIB has offered support at different phases of life. So that's really good to hear. And thank you for telling us a bit about it. The next question I'd like to ask is, are there any times where life has changed for you where it made sense to update your will?
We looked at getting wills years ago now. It was complicated because Greg had multiple disabilities and we had guardianship for Greg because he didn't have capacity. That was making it very difficult. It had to be a trust to leave so that Greg's share would be in trust for him. But then Greg died 6 years ago as a result of complications and a kidney failure. So it certainly makes sense to look at your will again and update it. Life changes. You just need to be aware of that. I'm supposing when we retire in a not too distant future, we will look again and see what the future then will be and what we will do. But our chosen charities are always in our will. And it's good to support people and organisations that have supported us throughout the years. I mean, that's been 36 years that I've been involved with RNIB. So that's a long time.
Yeah, goodness me. That is a long time. But it's good to hear RNIB's been there throughout all of those years and all those changes. Because you're right, things can change a lot in a short amount of time. And actually, we recommend that people review their will about every 3 years, because things can change and it's important just to keep in mind your current circumstances. So you've already touched on it a little bit, but it'd be good to know how you decided to leave a gift in your will to RNIB. Was it something you were already aware of, and did you get any support from RNIB in making your will?
I already knew that you could obviously leave legacies to different charities or organisations or individuals in your will. And there were many services involved in the early days. It was hard to choose because you can't, although you would like to, it's hard to support every single organisation. So it was choosing the one that would be overarching, that could support as many people as possible. So choosing RNIB was definite. And we have others as well. We have a couple of others in our wills. So it's not that you can just leave something to one organisation. We didn't use the will writing services from RNIB, as we have a good relationship with our solicitor.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That's great to hear that you had a solicitor you already trusted and wanted to work with. It would be great to hear from you. You've given a really, really good description of why it's important to leave a gift in your will. Is there a hope in particular you have for your gift, or is there anything you'd like gifts and wills to achieve in the future? And is there anything you would say to anyone who might be listening who's thinking about leaving gift or has already done so?
We're hoping our gift to RNIB in the future will support all ages, because it's across all ages. You know, my kids were, well, there was something noticeably wrong with their eyesight at 6 weeks old. So from 6 weeks onwards, that takes a lot of input over the years. And I'm just hoping that it helps somebody at some stage in their life. Even as people get older, I know a lot of people who have a macular degeneration as they get older, or, you know, have visual impairment as a result of complications from the diabetes, accidents, illnesses, anything. So anything that adds a little bit of help to somebody's life, whether it's information, advice, support in the shop so they can keep the shops open, or the online shop, the groups for children. Jodie went on a few holidays with RNIB. They were really good fun, the things they got up to. So to support that service, to give kids a bit more independence and freedom. I'm quite happy for RNIB to use it for anything to support as many people as possible.
Thank you so much. That's really nice to hear. And yeah, it's really great to hear that it sounds like you put a lot of thought into leaving your gift, and that's really nice. We'd just like people to know it doesn't have to be complicated leaving a gift in your will. We do have will writing services available, and you can request a will writing guide off of our website. And our legacy team is happy to help anybody who might be interested in leaving a gift or is thinking about it. Thank you so much, Joyce, for sharing your story with us. It's really, really nice to hear that RNIB has supported you over the years, and thank you very much for deciding to leave a gift in your will.
Thank you.